If we want to be safe, we can stay at home. But it's the price to be in the political life, in the streets. And I thought that the Egyptian women, they accept the price.
That is the voice of Bothaina Kamal. In 2012, she became the first woman to run for president in Egypt. She didn't get enough signatures to get on the ballot, but her candidacy became a powerful symbol, not only because she is a woman, but also because she stands for the kind of social change many Egyptians hoped would come after the revolution that removed President Hosni Mubarak from power. Kamal is a prominent television journalist in Egypt, and she hasn't been afraid to use that platform to criticize her country's political leadership. She reserves especially harsh sentiments for the Muslim Brotherhood, the ideological home of former President Mohamed Morsi, who was democratically elected in 2012 and then pushed out of power last year. We spoke with Bothaina Kamal about what tomorrow's elections mean for Egyptian women in particular, but we began by asking her about the risks she faces as a high-profile woman with strong political opinions and the events of one harrowing day last year. Bothaina Kamal, in translation, is our Sunday conversation.
أنا كنت راكبة عربيتي وكان في فض لمظاهرة
I was driving in Cairo when I was dragged
الإخوان
out of my car by protesters during a demonstration by the Muslim Brotherhood. They shattered the glass of all the car windows. They threw rocks at me and grabbed me by my hair. I was very lucky, though, because some people who were just walking by intervened and rescued me. They were beaten up instead of me, and that's why I am still alive and talking to you today. God saved me for some reason, perhaps so that I could continue working for women.
You say you were attacked by members of the Muslim Brotherhood or people affiliated with that organization. Was the reason for the attack, as you understand it, because of your politics? How much of the attack was because you are a public figure and you are a woman?
بصي يا راتشل اللي تعرضت له تعرض له مصريين كتير ما هماش في الحياة العامة
The reason they came at me is because I am Bethena. It's because I am a public figure and because I have spoken out against the Muslim Brotherhood, calling them a terrorist organization. I think I was attacked more for my views and activism than because I am a woman.
كان ممكن تتطور لأشياء أفظع بكتير عشان أنا بوسينة طبعا.
You were part of the reform movement that helped oust former President Hosni Mubarak. And there were many women who took part in those protests that we all saw in Tahrir Square during the Arab Spring. But few women have since entered public life. You are an exception. Why is that?
بصي طول الوقت احنا مطلوبات وجهدنا عظيم.
Women took to the streets during that time. We have campaigned before. But we, as women, have never really had a moment of empowerment. Of course, there have been quotas implemented, not in the parliament, but in other areas of government here. But in general, men are entrenched in their power. They aren't going to give it away on their own. We will have to grab it. It is up to us to take it from them. During a time of risk and sacrifice like Tahrir Square, there wasn't that much concern for us women and our safety. But when it comes down to the real work, when it's time for campaigning and the election and so on, then they will say they fear for us. They will say, no, this will tire you, and this will be a burden. You better stay home, and we'll take charge.
The frontrunner in the upcoming presidential elections is Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. He is the former chief of the Egyptian military until he stepped down in March to run as president. Is he someone who is favorable to women's rights in Egypt? Do you see him as a reformer when it comes to opening more doors for women?
وحتى من كلامه واضح انه بيقدر المرأة لما بيتكلم عن زوجته.
He's a traditionalist. You can tell that from the way he speaks about his mother and his wife. It seems that if he wins this election, it will be a struggle for us, that we will have to rally and amass people to continue campaigning for our rights. Luckily, though, we have our new constitution, which will help us to continue to pressure Abd al-Sisi after he is elected.
Do you think the constitution as written today is a good one, is one that technically affords women more freedom.
بص اولا الدستور بيلزم بعدم مخالفه.
Our constitution is very strong. It stipulates that Egypt must follow international treaties, and it has articles prohibiting any discrimination against women, including in the government.
Do you think you'll ever run for president again or another political office, and will your candidacy be treated seriously as something more than just a symbol?
When I first announced I'd run for president in 2011, I wasn't taken seriously. But during the year I campaigned, I think I proved myself to Egypt. During the presidency of Mohamed Morsi, there were some people who said, it would be better if you were president now. They asked me, don't you think you would have done a better job? But regardless, I will run again, and I will continue running again, unless a stronger female candidate emerges. Because women should always be a part of the race.
Bothaina Kamal is a celebrity TV journalist and aspiring politician in Egypt. Thank you so much for being with us, Bothaina.
Thank you, Rachel. And we will meet again when I will be the president of Egypt, the first woman.